Sports, 11:40 a.m. Take you up to 2 p.m. Halloween edition.
Scary.
With some breaking news that came in that shouldn't be very scary for the Niners. Chase Young, defensive end Chase Young, is on his way to the Bay right now to be on the opposite side of Nick Bosa for a defensive line that we thought was pretty good going into the season. Well, what's better than good? Great. And the Niners hadn't been good these last couple games with the lack of pressure that they've been getting on quarterbacks. So they said, you know what? We're just going to go out and get a guy, and we're going to sacrifice another pick. Right. We've shown that the Niners, they will give up picks. They don't care.
They don't care. Well,
they do not care.
Adam Schefter just tweeted out that the Niners are projected to get compensatory picks, third-round picks at that, for Mike McGlinchey, another one for DeMeco Ryans, and for another coach as well. So they're already expecting three compensatory picks. So they're shipping one of them off, and it's really like, I mean, they still have three other ones.
No, that's a great call. That's a great call because some people did say, well, you're losing another pick, and typically you'd like to hold on to those in situations like the Niners, so where you're going to go lower because you've been playing well. So we get all that, but you also have to go out and make moves, right? And that's exactly what the Niners have done. And the question is this. I mean, even going into the season, I thought it was Super Bowl or bust. And I know a lot of people don't like that term, Super Bowl or bust. We can still just enjoy the season. Nobody said you couldn't, right? But if the players and the coaches and the front office is Super Bowl or bust, why are you as a fan afraid to say that? Right, that doesn't mean you're not going to enjoy the season if they don't win at all. But that should be your expectation. Doesn't mean it's a failure or you didn't enjoy yourself. It can be a failure, but you still had fun.
Right,
right. There should
be friends you made along the way.
There should be nothing less than a Super Bowl in the sights of the San Francisco 49ers. Because this is it, man.
Yeah.
This is it. You have the Chiefs that look a mess.
Yep.
The rest of the AFC, I don't know what's going on there. Maybe Joe Burrow starts to heat up, or the Ravens or whoever, or the Bills decide to have Josh Allen only throw the ball to guys on his team.
That'd be great.
And then in the NFC, the Vikings, if you were worried about them at all, even though they go out and get Josh Dobbs, I know you're happy about that.
Come on.
Rocky Top, all that jazz.
We haven't had any time.
You have the Cowboys, who just had their signature win, but I still don't think the Cowboys are anything to worry about just yet. And you have the Eagles, who, yeah, they find ways to have a gritty win. When are the Eagles going to have a pretty win? When are the Eagles
still waiting?
When are they going to go out and say, we're better than you, we're going to embarrass you?
Yeah.
Because the Cowboys have one.
Yep.
And the Niners have one against the Cowboys. The Eagles are just scraping by.
Everybody. Every single week.
Scraping by.
It doesn't matter if they're playing the Commanders or if they're playing the Jets. All of their games have been one-score games. I think they still have had five or six of their games come down to one-score games or less than 8 points. I really do think that it's up for grabs in terms of the NFC, and I feel like the Niners definitely have the most talent of all those teams. I kind of felt like at the beginning of the year, the Eagles could go tick for tack with their talent, but watching the Niners the first 5 weeks, and I'm still entranced by those first 5 weeks. I don't think that these last 3 weeks have completely erased everything that they were to start this season, and we'll see if they can kind of get that magic back, but I feel like this Niner team, by going all in with this move, you're right. Like I think it's Super Bowl or bust from an organizational standpoint, and I do feel like fans should really have that same level of expectation. If it's not winning a Super Bowl this year, then you're just kind of exactly where you've been the past 3 to 6 years,
right,
where you're definitely not bad, but what are we playing for? We're playing to win the championship, and you know, I love the fact that John Lynch is making moves that also represent that. Like he is going all in, and I don't think anyone in that front office would accept any excuse for why they wouldn't win. They have more than enough talent, and again, it's almost like their depth, if you will, is baked into the top-end talent they have. Again, if Chase Young or Nick Bosa go out, much like we talk about with the receivers or with the running backs and who is down the depth chart, they still have Randy Gregory. They still have Drake Jackson there. They still have Clelin Ferrell available to go. So, you know, they're all set up to have success, even if they do find even more injury scares. And you know, that's why it's going to be interesting to see in this next hour if they're going to address now some of those lesser points of the roster, because they might find some more injury woes on the offensive line. I saw Aaron Banks is out for 3 weeks. Like, they might need to shore up that offensive line. They might need to go out and get another corner. But even if they don't, the Niners have done a great job already of just making their strengths absolutely dominant. And it's going to be exciting. I'm excited to see what they're going to look like coming off a bye, because that's another element of this as well. The Niners get their bye almost at a perfect time where anyone they do trade for is going to have some time to kind of integrate them into the lineup so they can play right from the first week they're available.
Yeah. And again, Niners trade for Chase Young, pass rusher, to go opposite of Nick Bosa. They give up a third round pick in 2024, and they probably aren't done, right? If that's what they had to give up, and if that's what they're willing to give up to get a guy like Chase Young, who part of that price tag was that it's an expiring contract and you might have to extend him unless he goes off to free agency, then in that situation you would have given up a third round pick for a rental, right? Unless you extend him. Whether they decide to extend him or not, we shall see. Yeah. And I don't think they're done yet. Like you said, we got a little bit less than an hour left here for what the Niners have going on as they continue to go all in on this situation I think about the Niners and I think about the other teams and what they've done, because I haven't seen anything about the Eagles, but I don't think the Eagles have done anything.
I don't think so.
I don't think the Cowboys have done anything. Mm-hmm. So these are the biggest competitors for the Niners, and the Niners are getting better, and the Eagles and the Cowboys are staying as they are. Yeah. And maybe that's fine. We'll see when the Niners match up against them. But, you know, to have two guys on both sides where if you have a highlighted reel, right, the star of the game for a certain player, and if you have two of those guys on the same team, that's a problem for the offense, right? You're going to talk about Nick Bosa all day long because he's Defensive Player of the Year. And then you got Chase Young, who is, you know, I wouldn't say trying to reinvigorate his career, but is getting a chance to play at a high level against much bigger stage. Very similar to, again, like you mentioned, Christian McCaffrey. Yep. Now I get to play for something, right? How many games has Chase Young played that's had anything on the line?
I would guess under 2 games if I had to guess.
I mean, just playing to hopefully cover the spread.
Yeah, right.
Just playing to hopefully just win a game.
B-500, I guess. Yeah, like those would be big games for the Commanders these past couple of years. Would be like, oh, yeah, we're in playoff contention now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, like the thing is, you mentioned the McCaffrey trade, and I think you think about how much different this team was post-McCaffrey trade. I don't know if it'll be that big of an impact, but Chase Young is definitely somebody who – you could see how there could be a BC and an AD of this trade where it's like the Niners could completely flip all of the pressure woes and everything that has been going wrong with the defense. It could all be alleviated after making this move, and they could be back to the guys that we saw the first 5 weeks. I really think that this trade has potential to kind of course correct the Niners back onto the path that we saw them the first couple months or the first month of the season.
John Lynch, what is he cooking? Well, I don't think he's leaving the kitchen yet.
He's got a gumbo going.
Yeah, he's got the gumbo going. He's got some jambalaya. It's sitting there. It's stewing and all that jazz. Let's hear from Ian Rappaport just an update and just breaking down the Niners and this trade for Chase Young, the young star on the defensive line.
And now Chase Young, the former number 2 overall pick, goes to the San Francisco 49ers in exchange for a third-round draft pick, a much more likely destination. The 49ers defense really struggled the last couple weeks under Steve Wilkes. Beef up their defensive line. Give them someone on the opposite side from Nick Bosa. And, you know, if you're the 49ers, you have aspirations to go deep, deep into the playoffs. The best way to do it is to stop the other team's quarterback from doing what he does. Adding Chase Young to the mix, certainly someone who could do that, as talented as anyone. He is in the last year of his deal, so likely going to need a contract extension at some point. All of that goes into the price, but I think the main thing for the 49ers this year is that they just got a lot better on defense with a premium talent off the edge.
Wow.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And again, just credit John Lynch, who has just been incredibly aggressive all the way back to the Garoppolo trade, trading for Jimmy G in the middle of the season all those years ago, moving up even for Trey Lance. Like, even though that process didn't work, I think the wherewithal to, again, be incredibly aggressive and understand if we can nail this pick, this changes the course of our franchise, and then to move on from that and still try and build a winner, trade for McCaffrey, and now we're seeing him, obviously, he shipped off Trey Lance as well, moved on from that, and then is making this deal for Chase Young. It's just, it's not something that a lot of NFL teams do. Like, we talk a lot about NBA trades and all the player movement and in the NBA, but in the NFL, teams usually don't have that same level of aggression. They don't view the trade market like in the NBA does as a way to massively improve your team in the middle of the season. A lot of times NFL trades or trade deadline is pretty quiet. And that hasn't been the case for the 49ers. Yeah. And that's all credit to John Lynch, because it's been working. Like, it is, the Niners are in the position that they are in now because of all of the moves that they have made. And that's a huge credit to John Lynch for doing things that other GMs, I think, are just too afraid to do.
No, it's almost become a yearly, you know, a yearly thing with them that they're going to make a move. 916-339-1140. Got about 30-ish seconds before we get to a break. Let's hear from Steven, who wants to talk about the Niners. What's up, Steven? You're on Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What up, Steven?
So, quick question for you boys. So, this move is absolutely monstrous. I think so, at least, from my perspective. Chase Young, he is just an absolute beast. He was a beast coming out of Ohio State.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Thank you. So with that being said, this really shores up our defense, like, a lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I kind of feel like I wanted to get your guys' opinion on it. I really kind of feel like this now that the defense is taken care of, there's a huge step taken to shore up the defense. Is this going to put a huge spotlight on Brock Purdy and the rest of the offense? Because they always say defense wins championships. And yes, we did, you know, shore up one side of the ball, the essentially the most important side of the ball. But the offense, to me, in my opinion, is just as equally as important.
I think we lost Steven, but no, I think it's a good point, and you're not alone, Steven. They're saying it on the text line as well, just about what the Niners, this text line said, 209, good pickup, but what are they going to do at QB? I don't think it's that deep, 209, but I will say it's going to put more, if they start playing well again and holding teams under 20 or 25, whatever it is, they're not done. And that's what I said. I don't know if it's the offensive line. I don't know if it's actual weapons, but I don't think the Niners are done. But yes, either way, that offense is going to need to play better. All right, got to get to a break. When we get back, we're still breaking down some of the Niners, but we're going to start to sneak in some Kings talk, because there's a lot to talk about, and whether De'Aaron Fox will be out there against the Warriors and how long he'll be out if he's not. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Home for 49ers football in the 916, Sacktown Sports.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, reacting to the Niners trading for Chase Young.
Interesting. I'm looking on X right now, and Tim Kawakami just put out that an NFL source is telling him that the Niners are closing in on another trade. Said he doesn't know who it's for, but it seems very likely that they've got one more. So stay tuned and stay on deck for that one.
Wow. I mean, that's probably going to break before the segment's over, you would think.
I would think. So should we get ready for Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes coming into San Francisco? Is that
all right?
Okay.
That's you're done with Brock, huh?
No, I mean, I was...
You've hit Brock bottom?
Can we go to break now? I know we just came back, but is that possible? Can we just reset this segment?
Come on, man. Well, look, that's what we're saying. You know, text line 916-339-1140. Chase Young is a good pickup, but what are they doing? What are they going to do at QB? They need a QB. Do people really Do people really feel like Brock is not that guy? And this leads actually beautifully into Chris's outstanding segment. Thank you, 209. Part of the show as well.
Yep.
Of Halloween costumes.
Uh-huh. And oh, that's right. I forgot we said this.
Not what we wore.
Right.
but costumes that other players are wearing for other players. Yes. So, for example.
As some would say, cosplaying.
Yes, cosplaying. Know? So, for example, somebody could say that Brock Purdy was wearing a Tom Brady costume.
There you go.
And these last couple games, he's decided to take it off.
Yes.
Very similar to, I'm just going complete nostalgia today, like Mike. I don't know who saw Mike with
Calvin
Bow Wow.
Calvin Cambridge, right?
With Calvin Cambridge.
Come on.
And if you went to a music festival, you needed to have the Knights jersey.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my
gosh. You just had to get it popping like that. Brock Purdy, do you think he was wearing a costume, or do you think is not Scooby-Doo if it wasn't for you?
Yeah.
You know?
Would have gotten away with it if for you and those meddling kids, or this meddling dog, I can't remember. I would say Brock's been dressing up. He's definitely been dressing up. I don't necessarily mean that he's not good. Like, I'm not saying he's just been completely faking it, you know? Mm-hmm. Even though you have a costume on, you still gotta, you know, that doesn't mean, you know, you throw a football and look and it's gonna be Tom Brady. But he's definitely been doing a really good impression. And that's as far as I'm willing to say right now. Like, I still think he's got some of what we've seen from him in him. However, it's not going to be as sensational, quite literally, as what it's been for the past, 12, 13 weeks of Brock's career so far. Like, I think it's going to be a guy who is a game manager for sure. Mm-hmm. The big thing for me is going to be the turnovers. Like, all of a sudden, this guy has turned into Jameis Winston.
Right.
Like, he traded in the Tom Brady and has instead put on a Jameis Winston outfit these past couple weeks where – it's just been the turnovers are way, way too much. I think he has 6 turnovers in the last 3 weeks. Yeah. That just feels excessive, and I feel like there's going to be a regression back to the mean. And if I had to guess, he's probably going to be more, instead of 220 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions, it'll probably be 220, 2 touchdowns, and a pick, or maybe a fumble or something like that. I definitely think that this – we're finally going to be able to get like a proper evaluation on who Brock Purdy is. It's not going to be Mr. Irrelevant for sure. It's definitely not going to be Brock Purdy leading for MVP like it was a couple weeks ago. But now I think we're going to find where on the Kirk Cousins spectrum this guy falls.
Right. Yes. Essentially. Yes. Yeah. And I think that's a good call. How I would maybe put it is, He's going to seem like a lesser quarterback than he has because if he's going to be successful, he's got to take less risks.
Yeah.
And I think that Brock had been living on the edge for a while. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what game it was, but there was some really bad tips. It might have been the Giants game.
Yeah, where George Kittle literally played DB.
Exactly.
And I think he did the strap up.
Like, yeah, exactly. Strap up exactly. So he's kind of gotten away with it for a while. I do think. I hate to use the L word, but I do think that there was some luck involved in some of those situations.
Definitely.
And it's starting to run out. That doesn't mean he's not a good quarterback. That just means it's more realistic, right?
Yes, because this hasn't been real.
It hasn't.
It's been a Jeremy Lin sensational thing where it's just been this guy is doing all right and no wrong.
Yeah.
And that's just not realistic. That's nobody. Patrick Mahomes, again, even Patrick Mahomes, the greatest that we've seen in terms of just arm talent. Even he has bad games. So it was just unrealistic to expect Brock to be this very calculated, meticulous guy who can take risks, but not at the risk of turning the ball over. Like, it wasn't real what we were seeing.
Well, and that's why if you were to answer the question, if ask the question, do you still think the Niners can win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy? I'm leaning towards yes still.
Yeah.
But this is the most ridiculous roster I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say yes, but I would also say, as we've been saying, when you go out and you get Chase Young, if you're just tuning in, the Niners trade for Chase Young, and according to Tim Kawakami, they are not done yet. We're not done yet.
Nope.
We're not done yet. They got a little bit more than 30 minutes to see what else they can do, but that's the thing. If you don't get it this year and you got to start paying people or whatever the case is, and Brock is what we've seen, I don't know, right? I mean, that's why I'm saying you got to get it done this year. That's just what it seems like to me. Mm-hmm. I think you can win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy, but I think a lot of things got to go right.
Yeah, for sure. And one of those things that has to go right is their defense now, especially that they add a guy like Chase Young. They need to be elite. Like, they need to be one of the best 3 defenses in the NFL, no questions asked. And if not, they need to be top three and probably not three.
Right.
Like, you know, and can Brock Purdy win a Super Bowl? I mean, yeah, sure. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. We saw if the 49ers defense, again, is elite, if this trade for Chase Young turns the corner and they can now be an elite defense, that just means that Brock Purdy has to do even less. And the more and more that you can move how much it takes from Brock to win a game, the better you're going to be. I mean, that's not necessarily demeaning Brock. It's just it's the reality of the situation. If you have an elite defense, that means that Brock doesn't have to play from behind like he has the last 3 weeks, where we've seen a lot of his turnovers happen by trying to, like you're saying, he's trying to make plays there. Right. Where in the past, he's just had to do what's in front of him and do not take risks because you're in the lead and you're trying to keep the lead. So can that defense now be elite? That's going to be the big thing for can Brock Purdy win a Super Bowl, because I think we've seen these last 3 weeks, if he's got to play from behind, if he's got to go make that run for the Niners to win, it's just going to be an uphill battle. But if the defense can compete and they can hold a lead, they don't have to. The Niners have put up 30 in those five wins, but they don't have to put up 30 if the defense holds everyone to below 20.
You know what's insane that I didn't even notice until I'm looking at it right here? The Niners have scored 17 in each of their last three games. Exactly 17.
Yeah.
And you sit here
that's
and you
a nosebleed
think,
for the Raiders.
Okay.
The Raiders would
yeah,
they're mean, dreaming of
please,
17.
Please. God, don't get me
wait,
started again.
Two touchdowns in the same game?
In the same game.
They're all part of the same miracle.
In the same game. So you have an offense that's been stuck in the mud, and we wonder what Tim Kawakami is alluding to. Could that be something on the offense? What it could be, because I'm looking here and we talk about when we thought this team was going to put up 30. That's from after, let's see, when the season started, when the regular season gets going, right? They're dropping 30, 30. They drop 30, 30, 30, 35, 42. And then that's when it started and they can't get past 17. So will the real Niners offense and will the real Brock Purdy please stand up?
Right.
Because we don't know. And yeah, the defense can be better, but if they were dropping 30 like they had been these last couple games, and I know the Browns defense is ridiculous, they win the Browns game. The Browns, 19.
Yeah.
But it's
Jake Moody.
But awesome. Steve Wilkes on the hot seat.
Yeah.
And to be fair, yeah, they were in a position to win that game, and Jake Moody, you know.
Moodied it.
Moodied it.
I'm he not, did not. That's mean. I'm sorry.
Well, he did.
It's not a verb yet.
He didn't get it done. All right, and he's been good so far. After that, 49. He did miss that field goal next game, but now he's been good. 49ers and Vikings. The Vikings. This was the game where it was. Oh my gosh, Kirk Cousins is cooking up.
Right.
They had 22.
Yep.
They had 22 points.
Yep.
That is not. Is that really cooking?
No. No. Not at all.
31, sure. Over 30, the Bengals. Sure. But that's an elite quarterback.
Yeah, it is.
Right? That's an elite quarterback.
It's understandable. They have ridiculous talent, and they're definitely on the up right now.
Yeah. So, you know, you go out, you get Chase Young. You're not done yet. We're still waiting for that second thing to break right now. We're at a little bit more than 30 minutes left here. And as much as it's about the defense, you still can't expect the defense to not let a team, I mean, that's just unrealistic, especially if you don't get more help defensively because the corners aren't any better.
Nope.
Right? And the other areas, Steve Wilkes, maybe he can be better, but you can't expect this team, if you're going to get stuck at 17, you can't expect the defense to hold down the rest of that schedule to 20 points, to under 20 points.
Not
that's
when you got
unreal.
The Seahawks and then you got the Eagles and you got the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like,
yeah,
you're playing some real offenses here coming up. And, yeah, I mean, the defense is going to have to play their part. They really do. Like, it is, it's a two-way street. The offense has definitely got to step up, but the defense is not, obviously, I mean, we've been talking about it, but the defense is not blameless in this situation at all. And, you know, yeah, they're definitely reassuring themselves with this Chase Young move that they understand that as well, is that the defense needs to play their part, and this is not just all on Brock Purdy, and is Purdy elite enough to let the 49ers win? It's about the 52 other guys who are playing as well.
Yeah, all right, got to get to a break. We are on pins and needles for this next move. We got Kings. We're going to get to Kings. Trust us. Hang with us. But we're just waiting it out to see
if the Niners do something else, according to Tim Kawakami. They're not done yet. Styles and Watkins, we're not done yet. We'll be right back. Sacktown Sports. Sacktown Sports on this Halloween, October 31st. Sacktown Sports. And we are breaking down all of the NFL trades, but more specifically, Chase Young headed to the 49ers on a plane right now. I don't know if he's on a plane right now, but he's on the way soon to help Nick Bosa. Help me! Two guys from Ohio State are now going to get to do it all over again, right? And do it for a San Francisco 49ers team that you didn't think would need defensive line help, but they do. And a lot of people are talking. Tim Kawakami just put out about 10-ish minutes ago that NFL source told him that the Niners aren't done, so we are on pins and needles. We are refreshing our social media trying to find when this next move is made and what it's for. A lot of people are saying Niners need a cornerback. Isaiah Oliver, he ain't it. Yeah. That's what a lot of people are saying. So names are coming up, and a name that has been coming up that I was just asking Chris about was Jalen Johnson on the Bears, but the Bears just got Montez Sweat.
Right.
So unless I'm missing something, unless they're trying to flip, I don't know, you can't just flip right immediately. It's not flip or flop here, right? So if you go out and you get Montez Sweat for a reason that I can't necessarily understand, why would you then move Jalen Johnson?
That's right.
If you're trying to be better,
right?
If you're either a buyer or a seller, right? Mm-hmm. But I did think to myself, well, it is the Bears.
It's Chicago. But you are on the right track, and you should be an NFL insider because a minute ago, Ian Rappaport put on his Twitter or his X account, after a day of exploration, Jalen Johnson is expected to stay in Chicago. So, whoever this mystery player is that Tim Kawakami is saying, and he's doubling down. There are people who are like, oh, like, what? This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, real inventive saying, oh, something will get done by somebody.
Yeah.
Tim Kawakami is backing himself up and saying, I think my track record speaks for itself. I hear what I hear, and I will stick by it. So,
wow, so Niners, they're coming down his road.
And he is sticking by the fact that he is hearing that the Niners will make another move. It just will not be for Jalen Johnson. But, definitely, I mean, cornerback to me feels like the route that the Niners should go. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you can never have too much depth at that position. And, you know, you could maybe argue that, oh, they bring in Chase Young, and so, you know, by getting more pressure on the quarterback, it takes pressure off of the DBs, so maybe they don't address DB. I personally just feel like that's what we were already told. We were already told that this D-line was so good it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. I think that we've seen, especially through these last 3 weeks, that it matters, and they should if I were them, I would definitely look cornerback, and if not cornerback, I would look O-line.
But at the same time, I think you do have to go cornerback, but at the same time, it also seems like the Niners, it's been death by a thousand cuts, and maybe that was mostly in the Vikings game, but
sure.
I don't really know. It's not, when people think cornerback liability, and we joke about Ryan Gosling on Remember the Titans here very often, but it's not like these dudes are getting super toasted, right? It's just they can't stay tight enough on some of these shorter routes.
They're playing soft coverage.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly.
Which you could maybe argue is Steve Wilkes.
But that Steve Wilkes saying, I have to play soft coverage because so they don't personnel. Get toasted,
exactly.
right? So I don't know, but what we do know is that Tim Kawakami feels like he knows that the Niners are going to go out and make another move. And yes, Caesar 916 on the YouTube chat, Chase Young to the 49ers. That is what we have been breaking down. Also, the offensive side of this, you got to put up points. You can't expect any defense besides the steel curtain Steelers, right, to not let a team get above 20 points. And the Niners have not eclipsed 17 points the last three games, and that's a problem. So is there any part of you or the listeners or you, Chris Watkins, that thinks, could they randomly get another offensive piece? Doesn't make sense to me, but...
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't really make sense to me because it's not like Ayuk hasn't performed how you would want him to. I would say he's been great, especially in the role he's being asked to do. And then Debo has just been injured, and, you know, there's a lot of talk on whether the 49ers will look to maybe move on from Debo past this season. In that case, maybe if the Niners do bring in another pass catcher, I would kind of look at the writing on the wall there. But I don't think they need to bring anybody else in because you would essentially, I mean, I don't know what their role would be. If you're going to bring in what I would assume to be a top-end receiver, and I also haven't heard, besides Davante Adams, many top-end receivers who are interested in being moved. I know Mike Evans.
Yes, who the Raiders said is not going anywhere,
exactly,
according to Adam Schefter.
So if they are going to bring in a receiver, it would almost have to be somebody who's comfortable being in that third receiver slot. And at that point, you know, again, is that really the most necessary thing that you need to bring in is just receiver depth when you have, you know, Juwan Jennings, who's serviceable. You have Ray McLeod, who's serviceable. And then, yeah, you have Ronnie Bell as well, who we haven't seen in a while. But, you know, he showed some promise earlier in this year as well. So I would look other places. I don't think their skill players are necessarily a place where they need help. I think, obviously, Christian McCaffrey's incredible. You have Elijah Mitchell back there, even though you haven't really given him many opportunity. And then behind that, even, you have J.P. Mason, who's had some good games. So I wouldn't say any of those skill position players they really need to address. Who knows, though? Maybe tight end, like George Kittle, had that one big week, but besides that, hasn't really had much boom in his step. I remember seeing a couple weeks back that like Mike Gesicki is somebody that might be on the 49ers.
Is Darren
Waller?
Well, I don't know about Darren Waller's blocking, but again, you would just be helping. You wouldn't be replacing George Kittle. I don't know if that
like tight end. If any position makes sense for them to bring in a skill position, it would probably be a tight end because let's not forget they also tried to bring in. I think they drafted two tight ends in this past
Cam
draft.
Watu and that just. And did not work.
Exactly. So maybe that's still a position that's on their radar that they feel like can, because you could argue, I mean, tight end is quarterback's best friend. It's their safety blanket. Mm-hmm. You could argue if you want to make sure that Brock Purdy feels safe and feels comfortable no matter what, I mean, getting another tight end wouldn't be a bad move either.
Well, no, I don't think it would. And, you know, the name Derrick Henry has come up, and I think people love Christian McCaffrey, but I think, and I've seen Larry Kruger, who's going to be on our airwaves a little bit later in the evening, people talk about getting Christian McCaffrey away from the amount of carries he's been having and to split him out wide, right? A lot of people think that Christian McCaffrey could have been an all-pro player as a,
like
slot,
a slot
receiver,
corner,
right? So that might be something that you could look into. And again, and Derrick Henry, according to the Titans, what I saw, I think it was last night on Monday Night Football, not – people don't believe that the Titans will move off of Derrick Henry either. You know, I am interested in how you feel about why these teams, is it just because they don't want to risk letting the fan base know that they're out, right? Because I would think most fan bases, and I spent about the first couple segments here just roasting the Raiders, and Chris hopped in with me. Both of our blood pressure went up, right? But I feel like most fans understand, especially in a sport like the NFL, in a league like the NFL, where there's no lottery, there's no lottery like in basketball. There's not the minors in baseball. You stink, and you draft high, and you have an opportunity to hit, and hopefully you don't miss. So I don't understand why teams like the Raiders are refusing and being stubborn and not moving off of Davante Adams. I don't understand why teams like the Tennessee Titans, who, Will Levis, Mr. Mayo Man, looked good last Sunday, but I don't know if that's anything to really hang your hat on, why you don't want to move off of Derrick Henry. It's just this stubbornness that I don't know, and maybe I'm wrong, but as a fan, I don't want to see my team in purgatory. I would rather just embrace the stink. We all joke about it together, ha, 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 and we get back going. But this weird, let's stay between 7 and 10, if you're lucky, wins, more like 6 to 9, makes no sense to me. I don't think the Niners necessarily need Derrick Henry. I think that the Niners just need to use J.P. Mason more.
Yeah.
Right?
I would agree. That's what I was going to say. Just use it more. To me, the answer is use the backs that are available and there. Like, you're not even giving them really a chance. They've slowly started to give Elijah Mitchell like a couple carries, but they're definitely not sharing the load there. I mean, it seems like they don't want to take Christian McCaffrey off the field, which I understand. But I mean, it's naturally going to lead to a lot of questions on when is this guy getting any rest. So to me, I think the Niners have enough running back talent to more than get by. It's just they're choosing to not use that talent.
No, and I don't know if it's...
And I don't know if bringing in Derrick Henry is a better answer, because, frankly, the reason why they don't want to take Christian McCaffrey off the field is because He's so great right. that it's why would you want him off of the field? So, though, yes, you can get a guy like whatever. Yeah, let's keep using Derrick Henry as the example. You can bring him in, but bringing him in also is taking away touches from Christian McCaffrey.
And what in the world are you going to give up for that? You already are lacking picks. I don't think you should do it. All
I
right.
would imagine we'd probably hear some smoke too if a guy yes. like Derrick Henry or yes. a big name were being shopped around right now. I would assume 20 minutes or so to go until the deadline. I would assume we'd probably be hearing some smoke.
All right. 20 more minutes, just like Chris said, on this now trade deadline special.
I know.
Of Stiles and Watkins.
It was not our intention.
Yes, yes. Hopefully when we get back, the last news for the Niners, according to Tim Kawakami, has broken. If not, we'll keep powering through. And we still got Kings talk for you. Don't you worry about that. Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. We are back, Sacktown Sports. Stiles and Watkins talking Niners mostly today with the trade deadline. Getting Chase Young from Washington to bolster up that pass rush. Ooh. Bills go out and get Rasul Douglas from Green Bay. That's another.
That's good.
Yeah, that's another DB off of the.
That's a good point. Off the market.
Off the board. As we talked about, some of these other teams that have kind of made some moves, Jalen Johnson, but why did the Bears go out and get Montez Sweat? Now it's being reported that Jalen Johnson is expected to stay. So Tim Kawakami, that's why we've been continuing to tease this as we discuss the Niners and the trades and what they've done and what they may be doing. Tim Kawakami has put his reputation a little bit in a small way on the line
a little bit.
You know, part of his reputation in saying that a source told him, an NFL source told him, that the Niners aren't done. And we are staring at the clock here, and I'm looking at 13 minutes left for the Niners to do something, and maybe they still will, or maybe Tim Kawakami got some different information, or maybe it was Jalen Johnson, and then the Bears said, we actually don't want to move off him, and the Niners are saying, okay, we're not going to do anything else.
Yeah, no, I
that
mean,
could be it.
We have no idea, and again, like, there's only 12 minutes now left till the deadline, so, and it's interesting that we, I mean, a lot of these things do just kind of pop up out of nowhere, but it's interesting that, you know, we usually hear, oh yeah, these guys have been shopped around, and I'm maybe it's somebody on the Broncos would be where I'm looking at. If there's a team that I was expecting to make some noise today, it was the Broncos, who were potentially shipping off Jerry Jeudy and obviously shipped off Randy Gregory earlier this year. They cut Frank Clark. They have some really enticing, you want to talk about some DBs. Mm-hmm. If the Niners are making calls right now on guys like Patrick Sertan, that's again, like, that's a name where if they're looking to bring somebody like him in, that's a massive, massive day for the 49ers. So hopefully, who knows? There's no smoke anywhere saying that it's leaning towards any specific player or anything like that, but we're just seeing that allegedly the Niners have something in line, something else in line to make today an even bigger day.
Yeah, Sertan was a name that we saw initially a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
But haven't seen very much. And then, of course, again, who are the Broncos, right? Where do they fall on that
same
spectrum?
Same conversation as that Raider talk. Because
they
like,
just beat the Chiefs. They just beat the Chiefs, right? So they beat the Chiefs. Now they're
thinking,
maybe. And it's not, basically the opposite of the Niners.
Right.
The Niners actually aren't bad, but they went out and made a
crazy
move.
They're almost convincing themselves that they're bad.
Yes, just so they can go out and give away picks. They just we don't want to miss on any picks,
right?
So we're just gonna give them all away.
Yeah,
we're just gonna continue to give picks away. You can't. It's like that,
you can't miss if you don't make.
That meme,
if you don't take
that meme. The guy pointing to his finger or pointing to his head. You can't miss picks if you don't have picks to miss.
Yep.
So the Niners hope that they don't miss with Chase Young being on the other side of Nick Bosa. I know everybody's been asking the question. Wasn't the defensive line supposed to be good? Why did they need to bring someone else in? Some
great
people
question.
Say it's been because of the coverage. Who knows?
Yep.
But that is a great question. The Niners are deciding, we're not going
to
waste our time trying to answer that.
Yeah, we're not going to try and figure it out.
We're just going to keep making it better.
Yep.
We're just going to keep making it better. So we continue to monitor the situation and see if the Niners do have one more trick left up their sleeve on this Halloween. Real quick, Al on the YouTube chat says, I think the breaking news should be that everyone on the show unanimously, oh my goodness.
Wow.
Oh my.
Tough Tuesday.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Here we go. From the top.
From the top. Unanimously hated on the Three Musketeers with no pushback. WTH, Musketeers are fire. I don't know, Al.
Same miracle.
We are. They're all not bad. A part of the
what
same
are
miracle.
In Three Musketeers?
It's just the nougat.
Isn't it nougat?
It's just the nougat.
It's like, it's Snickers, but instead of peanut butter, it's or caramel, it's nougat.
Yeah, it's nougat.
Ugh, yeah, I mean, that's the problem, is it's just, it's...
They're not bad.
It's one note. It's just like,
one
you have
note.
It. It's like,
They're not bad. We weren't hating, we just said they're eh. And that's
I'll hate on it. I don't think it's that good.
Yeah, I don't love it. It's one of those where it's like I got the variety pack and I already ate all the Snickers. And
that's
the
true.
It's so one of those bummer candies. I'm eating it and I'm like, this is probably going to be a cavity. And in a way that other candies dispel that for me, Three Musketeers is one of those. I'm like, this is messing my teeth
big.
Up.
Yeah.
Juice
ain't
worth the squeeze.
Sorry, Al. Love you.
If I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down for something I really like.
Exactly.
And look, that's going back to the Niners. If they're going to go
down.
We
better stop talking about candy.
Why?
Because last time we talked about candy, some crazy stuff
I know.
Happened.
I'm
going
to get the thriller bed going again. And
no,
maybe
right,
that'll
just,
exacerbate
just recreate
it.
The scene.
Well, maybe we do need to talk about candy so this last deal can be made. Because we're looking at 9 minutes here.
Yep.
We're looking at 9 minutes here. This is live reacting to the trade deadline and also just a little bit of candy talk as well because it is Halloween.
It is Halloween.
But yeah, man, there has to be some.
Here's the trade music.
It's coming back. It's coming back.
I will never hear Michael Jackson's Thriller the same ever again.
We have on the text line, and again, text in, call in, be a part of the conversation, 916-339-1140. On the text line, talking about Brock Purdy, do you think he'll be, this is from the 925, shout out 925, keeping it live. Do you think he'll be a more mobile version of Alex Smith? That is about Brock Purdy.
Yeah, spiritually, I would say so. Because what is Alex Smith but like a game manager? Like, are they going to, Alex Smith was very conservative. I would say that's maybe the biggest difference is it seems like Brock in his nature is just a little bit more of a risk taker, a little bit more of a gunslinger, if you will. And Alex was really just about minimizing turnovers, which is great. And, keeping the ball moving. But with Alex Smith, you were never getting explosives. There was very rarely where you're going to get a 25-yard throw down the field.
Right.
And, at least with Brock, he'll sprinkle in, two or three of those a game every so often. And I like the call. Again, I think spiritually, yes. I would say the hope is that Brock can essentially be Alex Smith. And that's not a I don't think
people
that's
are
bad.
Gonna find that disrespectful.
That's more speaking to how people viewed Alex Smith, which is fine. Like, I mean, I just think Alex Smith was okay. He was average. He definitely was not great. He was good at points, and a lot of more times than not, he left you wanting more. And I think that Brock, when he settles into who he is, I think you'll be like, we can win with this guy, but at the same time, there's definitely better quarterbacks out there that we can go explore.
And I think that was the biggest thing, right? And this Justin Herbert versus Brock thing has gone on a lot longer than I thought.
I have not heard that.
Well, we talked about it a couple weeks ago with Michael Irvin. Because Michael Irvin said
he
would. So Michael Irvin started this. He said, I would take Brock Purdy over Justin Herbert.
Right.
Which started this whole thing because Justin Herbert hasn't really won.
Forgot about that.
Brock Purdy has. And we can and Justin Herbert hasn't really played that well lately. I mean, he had the missed throws on that primetime game. But honestly, you can remove Justin Herbert if you want. What did we just watch Joe Burrow do? Mm-hmm. Right? There's levels, man. Yeah. And that's all that I think people have been trying to say when you do the put this guy on this team and put this here and that there.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow is a dude.
Yes.
Right? And Brock Purdy is nice, and you can probably win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy, but there is a line that we have to get to say, hey, come on now. This isn't the same.
No.
Right?
I mean, he's just a guy. Like, he really is. Like, he's not the guy.
Well, there you go.
It's a jag. Just a guy.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's just a guy. I think he's better than that. He's just not a dude.
Brock Purdy, not a guy, just a dude.
Yes. No, you got it backwards.
Not a dude, just a guy.
Kind of.
I mean, the question is, is there anything that makes Brock special? Is there anything that sets him apart?
His processing. That's the only thing I would say that makes him special.
I would agree.
And his 10-second split. That's the
10-second Lamar split, right, which he's shown some ability. Yeah, I mean, and having elite processing, how good does that, like, if that's your one trait, how good of a core, like, where in the ranks, how high up can you go? And,
yeah,
you know, how much does that even matter? I mean, right. I think that's really the and how much does any of it matter if Brock is the 10th best or the 17th best quarterback if the Niners are winning?
Exactly.
You know, at the end of the day, that's, he just needs to be good enough to win. And I think we've seen, even in playoff situations, he can play good enough to win. And I think that's really the only answer that the 49ers care about.
All right, got to get to a break. When we get back, it'll be past 1 p.m.
Yeah.
So either something would have happened or something didn't. And then we get into some Kings talk, because a lot to talk about with De'Aaron Fox and those boys from the Golden 1 Center. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.